Title: DOJ issues report on efforts to combat digital asset criminal activity and announces designated prosecutors to support. Content: On September 16, the United States Department of Justice, DOJ, released a report on the role of law enforcement in detecting, investigating, and prosecuting criminal activity related to digital assets pursuant to President Biden's Executive Order on Ensuring Responsible Development of Digital Assets, the EEDO. In its press release, the DOJ also announced the Criminal Division's launch of the Nationwide Digital Asset Coordinators Network, DAC, composed of designated federal prosecutors from U.S. attorneys' offices nationwide to act as a go-to source for legal and technical matters relating to prosecutions of crimes involving digital assets. Background: On March 9, 2022, President Biden issued the EEDO, which recognizes the dramatic growth in markets and technology for digital assets and the need to regulate and mitigate its potential risks. The EEDO directed various agencies, including the DOJ, to assess potential issues arising in the digital asset ecosystem and issue appropriate recommendations on regulatory or legislative actions. A deeper discussion of the EEDO can be found here. Key aspects of the report issued pursuant to the EEDO. The DOJ's report discusses how illicit actors are exploiting digital asset technologies, the steps law enforcement has taken to combat digital asset crimes, and recommendations to better improve law enforcement's ability to address them. The report identifies three main categories of illicit uses of digital assets. 1. Cryptocurrency as a means of payment for, or manner of, facilitating criminal activity. 2. The use of digital assets as a means of concealing illicit financial activity. And 3. Crimes involving or undermining the digital asset ecosystem. The report proceeds to illustrate successful law enforcement actions, such as prosecuting cryptocurrency fraud and tax evasion stemming from cryptocurrency investment schemes. It also highlights how DOJ has coordinated with other regulatory agencies such as the Office of Foreign Assets Control to prosecute those who use digital assets to evade sanctions. Importantly, for those keeping track of regulatory developments that may apply to the world of virtual currencies and digital assets, the report concludes by identifying certain regulatory and legislative recommendations DOJ asserts would help combat criminal activity in the digital asset ecosystem. The three main priority proposals include expanding the anti-tip-off provision to virtual asset service providers. One recommendation would expand the anti-tip-off provision, which criminalizes officers or agents of financial institutions notifying customers when their records are sought via subpoenas, to apply to virtual asset service providers that operate as money services businesses. This would mean when such a company receives a third-party subpoena, for example, the company would not be able to notify the customer or user regarding the request for information. Broadening statute that criminalizes operation of unlicensed money transmitter. Another proposal recommends amending 18 U.S.C. 1960, the statute which criminalizes the operation of an unlicensed money transmitting business among others, to include platforms providing services that enable users to transfer digital assets in a manner analogous to traditional money transmitting businesses, including peer-to-peer platforms that profit by connecting buyers and sellers of cryptocurrencies. DOJ also recommends increasing the statutory maximum sentence from 5 years to 10 years for violating 18 U.S.C. 1960 and enhancing penalties such that individual criminal fines would double and corporate criminal fines would triple for violations involving a money transmitter's business of more than $1 million in a 12-month period. This would likely impact many platforms that currently view themselves as outside the scope of the definition of money transmitter, because such platforms do not actually touch the money, i.e., do not take custody. Extending statute of limitations. Another recommendation proposes extending the statute of limitations for all crimes that involve the transfer of digital assets from 5 years to 10 years because of the complexity of investigating potential crimes involving digital assets. Other proposals include amending venue provisions to allow for prosecution in any